American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100.
But she won't make it easy.
It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, Corey and Noonan.
Hey, how's it going?
Could you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Kara, please leave the studio.
I'm out of here, Corey. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara's going to leave the studio. We'll ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We'll bring her back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you're able to answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one, Dan and Shay say ever since they dressed up as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for Halloween a few years ago, fans bring action figures to their shows. How many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle brothers are there?
Four.
Question two, New Kids on the Block announced a new tour for summer 2022. True or false? All the guys are from Dorchester, Massachusetts.
False.
Question three, a woman who's fluent in Korean took to social media to say the English subtitles on Squid Game are ruining the show. What streaming service can you watch Squid Game on?
Netflix.
Question four, Facebook and Instagram were down for 6 hours yesterday. Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook while he was a student at what Ivy League school?
Harvard.
Question five, speaking of Facebook, the actor who portrayed Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network is 38 today. Who's that?
Elon Musk.
All right, bring Kara back in.
The only guy who has more money than Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk. All right, Corey and Noonan did well this morning. Questions are tough. We'll see if Kara can slick on by.
Here she is. Same questions. Number one, Dan and Shay say ever since they dressed up as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for Halloween a few years ago, people bring action figures to their shows. How many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle brothers are there?
There's four.
That's what Corey said, 1-1.
Question two, the New Kids are going on tour next year. True or false, all the guys are from Dorchester, Massachusetts.
True?
It is true. Corey said false. Dorchester, you pack your cat. 2-1.
Question number three, a woman who's fluent in Korean took to social media to let everybody know that the English subtitles on Squid Game are ruining the show. What streaming service can you watch Squid Game on?
Netflix.
So Corey said, Kara's up 3-2, though.
Question four, Facebook and Instagram are down for 6 hours yesterday. Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook while he was a student at what Ivy League school?
Harvard.
Now, how far is Harvard from Dorchester, Tad?
It's not very far.
All right, that's what Corey said, but Kara's up 4-3.
And question number five, speaking of Facebook, the actor who played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network turns 38 today. There's too many coincidences surrounding this outage yesterday. Right. Who played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network?
Jesse Eisenberg.
That's what we were looking for. Corey said Elon Musk. All right. All right. Final score this morning, 5-3. Corey and Noonan, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,126 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Corey.
Good job, Kara.
No cash, but we are going to send you to Elf on the Shelf, a Christmas musical at Fox Theater December 5th. Tickets on sale now, foxtheater.org.
I'm excited.
We play every weekday at 6:35 and 7:35. You can sign up to play at tadanddrex.com.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5.
You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Alexis, you need to ask forgiveness of one of the moms in your kid's class.
Everyone in my kid's class apparently hates me. And you know what? I'm just trying to build them a better school and a better future.
Hates you? That's pretty deep.
You're trying to build your children a better school.
My husband is a physician. And so I made a very, very big donation to the annual Boosterthon last week. And now the other moms hate me.
How would the other moms even know that you are making donations in the first place?
Well, you know, they give prizes for the kid to raise the most money, and my daughter happens to be getting big boxes of presents while the other kids, I don't know, they're getting these little plastic poppets or something.
They do this at my kid's school. So yeah. I know, I think they do this at a lot of schools in town.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish there was a way that they could give the prizes to the kids privately instead of in front of everybody. Because you're right. There's a lot of kids that are sitting there wondering, well, what did I do wrong? Why don't I get the big box of prizes?
My daughter, Savannah, told me there's a little boy named who cries every day when he sees Savannah opening up her presents. And I don't think anyone should be crying over something like this. You know, I've noticed we aren't getting any more play dates. And I know the other moms have probably all gotten together. And I just want to make it right because there doesn't need to be hard feelings when I'm just trying to make it a better school for all the children.
Did your not getting invited on the play dates coincide kind of with this booster-thon? Like you started...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a text chain with Alexis not on it.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And those are great times. Like, the ladies sit around drinking wine while their children play.
Yes, it's a break from having to watch your kids.
Oh, you don't have a nanny for doing that with all your cash, Alexis?
Come on. I do, but it's so nice for Savannah to play with the other children.
All right, we will call this mother, and we will ask her to forgive you and try to sort all this out for you, okay?
Okay.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Alexis says that ever since she started donating to her kids' school's booster-thon, the moms stopped talking to her. She stopped getting invited to play dates. Apparently, the school gives her kid these big prizes in front of the other kids, so nobody in the class likes her kid. It's turned into a big mess. There is one child named who cries every day because he doesn't get any prizes. So Alexis said, you know what? Let's ask forgiveness from his mom, and we'll start there. Sit tight, Alexis. We're going to get Claire on the phone here.
Hello?
Hi, is this Claire?
Yes.
Hi, this is Tad Drex and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
Okay.
The reason we're calling is you guys, you have a booster-thon that's happening at your school right now?
Yeah. The worst.
Why do you think it's the worst? What's wrong with that?
They're using our kids to raise money, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
They show them fundraising videos during school. It's disgusting.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and they're first graders. These are big issues between the kids and the classrooms because they have this amazing ball of awesomeness for the top class. That's what they give, an amazing ball of awesomeness.
Oh, so they're not only pitting students against each other, but they're also pitting entire classes against each other for the...
Exactly.
All right.
So who was the top fundraiser in your kids' class?
Savannah?
Mm-hmm. Does she come from a wealthy family? Got the big prizes?
Yes, my husband is a physician.
So you don't care. You don't care for her.
Just is like a.
No.
Oh my God.
We meet up at, and she looks like she just came from Forever 21. Okay, we're grown women. Right. We have hips.
So
we have
you
want to
probably stop?
Yeah.
Can you just give me a second here?
She's your typical trophy wife who married a doctor twice.
All right. Okay? Please, I'm begging you. Stop. We need to let you know that Alexis is on the phone with us. She wanted to ask your forgiveness. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And she called us because she feels bad.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I never shop at Forever 21. I'm more of a Phipps Plaza girl. And I'm sorry we've done well for ourselves.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were listening.
But you really feel that way.
You know, I was feeling bad because your son was crying every day.
Oh, I'm not mad at you for that. Thank you for that. It's not you. It's the school's fault. Believe me. I totally appreciate everything you've done.
So Claire, you're saying to Alexis, even though she dresses like she shops at Forever 21 and everything, you're saying this whole thing with the presents and the booster-thon and everything, you're not mad at her about that, about
exactly,
making your own son cry? I mean, Savannah and opening those presents.
It's not Savannah's fault. It's the school's fault. They're giving away the prizes in front of the children. So Alexis just has to lug around more junk than I do.
That is true. Those prizes are worth about
5 cents.
Yeah, you get them at the dollar store.
Well, exactly. I drive a G-Wagon, so we have the room.
Of course.
So, do you forgive Alexis for giving more money and for being the biggest booster and winning the amazing ball of awesomeness?
If anything, I need to apologize to her because I allowed the materialism, ironically, to get to me. And she didn't do anything wrong. She's just a caring mom.
Alexis, how are you feeling right now?
I don't think I need to ask for forgiveness anymore.
Claire, are you going to invite Alexis to play dates?
Are you going to add her back to the text chain with the other moms?
Absolutely.
Sounds reluctant.
Yeah, right. Sure, I will.
Absolutely.
Next, Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Tomorrow morning on Forgive and Forget, Valerie needs to ask her friend for forgiveness for leaving the beach vacation after an embarrassing incident. They traveled down as a group and one party came back early.
Ooh.
For what?
Booze was involved.
Come on. So that's tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Flash flood watch in effect until basically Thursday with rain on and off, 72 for a high. What's going on, Kara?
You know, it's a good thing this rain is supposed to be out of here by the weekend because Saturday at Lenox Square is the big Komen, Georgia More Than Pink Walk. We are back in person this year, and it's all about the power of one, raising one more dollar, sharing one more story, taking one more step to finding a cure. Now, it's always such a fun and uplifting morning. Registration is still open. You can get all the details at b985.com. And we are so close to this year's fundraising goal. I think we're only about like $24,000 off. So that's huge.
Tuesday's usually the day where people make their plans for the weekend.
Oh,
so
I know that.
You have time to sign up. Join us early Saturday morning.
And it's just a walk. You don't have to get out there and like bust it. You know, you can walk with everybody at a leisurely pace. Tad, you're going to be there spinning the tunes, I hear, right?
Yes, I have to go through and make sure that they're all appropriate. So that's fun. You can place a wager with your family, like, will Tad play the dirty version of Cake by the Ocean?
So when you lose something or have something stolen from you, it kind of is really hard to come to terms that it's gone forever, but you never know. It may just come back. Oh. Mr. Gus Alberton lived down in Florida after the Vietnam War. Someone actually broke into his home down there and stole his Purple Heart medals.
Aww,
now,
what?
Since then, he's moved to Georgia. And just 2 weeks ago, he got a call from a stranger saying that they discovered his medals at a yard sale and they wanted to make sure they got back to who they belonged to. 40 years later.
What was the gentleman's name again?
Mr. Gus Alberton.
So you think Gus is wearing that like to bed, to Arby's, everywhere
not.
He goes?
I mean, if not, it's definitely framed and hanging right in the middle of the living room.
With a lock around it now. Lock your doors, Gus.
So what'd you guys do with all that extra time you had on your hands yesterday?
Well, I mean, admittedly, like I was nervous. I was like, oh, what, you know, usually I lay down for a nap and I'll scroll on Facebook for like 30 minutes or Instagram.
Didn't
have it, yeah.
Nope.
You start to get a little anxious.
Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp all went down worldwide for over 6 hours. Apparently, it was the longest worldwide outage ever, and Mr. Zuckerberg lost about $6 billion.
Boo-hoo.
That's crazy. Wait, he lost $6 billion in 6 hours?
Yes, sir. Now, this was just after a former employee went on 60 Minutes and was detailing some of the company's misleading efforts. She's actually going to testify in court today.
Mm-hmm.
So people are kind of speculating, was this like, was this really a technical error or was this shut down for a reason?
Do you think this was his response to the whistleblower in being like, I'll show you what life is like without Facebook and Instagram?
Who knows? But the memes yesterday, like once everything did come back online, were absolutely incredible.
We were talking about whether or not we should mention the outage. I was like, I think Facebook and Instagram have it covered. Like every other, I'm avoiding now for another day and a half. Because I get the joke. It was down.
Right.
Let it out into the
80s. Let the algorithm sift that out and then move forward.
Yeah. Here's a quick money-making scheme for you, Drex.
Mm-hmm.
You thought of it all.
You say scheme in my name so like aggressively together.
No, I say it so comfortably. It just rolls off the tongue.
It's like meat lover's pizza.
So apparently you can buy the rights to jingles that are used in commercials from the person that wrote the song so that every time that commercial plays, you're making money from the royalties because you own the rights
to
the song.
Well, and a lot, you know, like a lot of artists and record labels are selling catalogs to these big hedge fund companies so that the hedge fund companies can get returns down the line and the record labels and the artists are getting the money up front.
So, for example, this just came out in the news. Folgers doesn't own, they didn't write The Best Part of Waking Up is Folgers in Your Cup.
The best part.
That was written by some dude who now has sold off the rights to the song for $90,000. Basically, that song through Folgers commercials makes about $11,000-$12,000 a year.
A year?
Right. So he's banking on they're going to continue to use that jingle. He's going to keep getting the royalties and it's going to go beyond the $90,000 that he spent.
That's a great investment.
It's
spend
a great
90
investment.
To get 12 a year to cap rate? Oh, boy.
I don't even know what you're saying words. I don't understand. But what I can do is, you know, we like to do like Beat Shazam kind of things.
Yeah.
So what I did was I pulled some three iconic jingles.
Oh, God.
I want to see if you guys can identify these jingles.
Okay.
You just need to tell me the product. Here's number one. Who wants to take it?
Oh, that's,
easy. That's Liberty Insurance.
Liberty. Correct.
Limu, emu. And Doug.
Jingle number two.
Auto Parts.
I worked with O'Reilly. Worked with a woman in radio. Her name was Riley. Whenever that commercial come on, she'd go, me. I'm like, oh.
O'Reilly is correct.
Auto Parts.
Now, this one, I couldn't get the first time I heard it. Like I said, I feel like that's the toughest one.
800-588-2300-EMPIRE.
Wow, you guys are good.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.